All right, well, what episode is it? 45?
45.
45. You ready for this?
Yeah, Chris, we got a special guest.
Oh, today. My God, a special guest, man. We got Austin Emilio.
Is I know, I'm so, this is crazy, man, because I watch it so much that it feels weird to be here. I'm like, this is like, am I really here? I feel like I'm going to wake up in Silver Lake and like my Airbnb right? tomorrow and be like, that. I don't think that happened.
Your Airbnb being it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of messed up on the Airbnb too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I looked at it. It was great. I was like, oh, this is a little room. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then I got in at like 2 o'clock and I looked at the bottom and I was like, please wait if there's someone in the bathroom. And I was like,
what?
So it's like a little co-op. I'm like living with someone.
Really?
So basically you have a hostel.
Yeah. It feels like I'm like in how freshman is that? Year. It's kind of weird.
Did they recognize you from being on The Walking Dead or are they just like, oh, here's this dude?
The three girls did. Yeah.
Oh,
walked
they did?
Out. And I heard like three
did
girls.
Did they scream like, oh, fuck
No.
Guy.
No, dude. I mean, they were super, super chill about it. But okay. I just walked out and I heard some like giggling. And I was like, oh, the name.
Did they call
there.
You Dwight or Negan?
Call me Dwight.
You must get that a lot, though. I mean, right? Being on the show and
yeah,
Dwight.
Well, it's been happening a bunch lately.
Okay.
Which is kind of strange.
But. Well, we'll get into all the Walking Dead stuff.
I was like shaving and shit, and I felt like I was like, you know, I'm like back in college. I'm like, yeah, pick up all my hair.
Right, yeah. But maybe the girls are hot. Oh,
yeah,
you got a girl, though.
I have
right?
a lady.
Have, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, that must be weird, too, though. Are you, do you tell your lady, like, look, I got these three girls here? And,
no, she doesn't know. By the way, there's three girls. I haven't seen them at all.
Right. Okay. You're a good man, though. You wouldn't do anything.
No.
You got a fam, right? Mm-hmm. You got the kid and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
You got a son, right?
Yeah, I got a 3-year-old boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
How's that? Good?
It's the best thing ever.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable, man. He skates, too.
Does he?
Yeah, he's like obsessed with it.
Really?
Yeah. And he's good.
But he's good as his father.
He's better. He's way better.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
come
better.
On now.
Way better. But he's been, I'm not sure if he's regular or goofy.
Oh, he's one of those kids, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm regular.
Okay.
But he's pushing Mongo because it's easier to push with his left foot and then throw it up on there. So I have to like, when I see him push Mongo, I'm like, oh, no, you can't, we're not starting off like that.
Yeah,
you know, I got to switch him up and then.
Right.
But yeah, he loves it, man.
But so you grew up in Austin, Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was born there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you named after Austin?
I was.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
how weird
yeah.
is that? Is that a weird
it's
thing?
It's pretty
is
weird.
That, yeah.
Is that pretty common in Texas?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've met a couple Austins.
Hmm.
I like to say my parents didn't get too creative.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, we love the city.
Yeah.
We'll name them Austin.
Easy enough.
Yeah, easy.
Why don't your parents call you Malibu?
Yeah.
I know they should have called me Malibu.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was born in Malibu. Yeah. Well, I was born in Inglewood, Raj, so I could have been Inglewood Roberts.
Inglewood Roberts, man. That's a good name.
Right?
You have
Porn
some
name?
Major street cred, like right off the bat.
What's your name, Inglewood?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Don't mess with him.
Skate whatever you want.
Man. Right. Yeah. But so you grew up skating in Austin, right? Is that your, that's?
Yeah.
That
I mean, I moved around a bunch, but Austin was always home base. We'd go back there for the summers.
Okay.
And I kind of went to the East Coast. That's kind of where North Carolina.
Okay.
Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in California for a little bit and then went to high school in Singapore.
Wow.
Whoa.
For
what the hell were
you
doing
like
out there?
Yeah. My dad's job just took us over there.
Okay.
And then I came back to Austin. I've been there for the past like 10 years.
Did you ever go try to get sponsored out there when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean that, of course.
Were you sponsored?
Yeah.
Still trying?
Did you get hooked up?
I mean, that was always the dream. Like, you know, like
right.
Professional skateboarder. Travel the world,
right?
Your skateboard's a passport everywhere you go. You're fucking in with the coolest people.
Yep.
Get to the coolest bars, you know, you get like the local feel right off the bat. And
right, we say that, right?
Seriously,
anywhere you go in the world, you get that local
feel. I tell people that all the time. I'm like, I could bring my skateboard wherever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And I'd get like, I could meet someone at the park and be like, oh yeah, you can stay with me.
How else in the world can you do that?
I don't
right?
know.
It's
I thought
crazy.
About that. Like, could you bring a basketball to like a basketball court? And, like,
yeah.
Do the same thing? I don't
think
so.
Yeah.
No, there's no
way. Just certain that certain camaraderie that
well,
we
because
have.
You know the mentality they're in, like immediately.
Exactly.
Like we have the exact. I know where you're coming from.
Right.
You know immediately. Yep.
I can kick flip.
Yeah.
You're
like wait, let me see you push for a second. Then you can. Well, I'll see if you can stay over.
Right.
Was there a brand you always want to ride for?
I don't know. I mean, there. You know, I was like obsessed with Baker.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're epic, you know? Mm-hmm. There wasn't necessarily a brand that I was like, oh man, I gotta fucking get on that team, you know? But because of there's so many cool companies out there. It just kind of differs. But
what was big in like the Austin scene? Was it like, because you know, some companies are bigger than other companies, like right. out here, Girl and Chocolate when I was growing up was the, I mean, you know, when they started.
Right.
You know, the shit.
I don't know what was big. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody had their own different thing, huh?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
We just kind of got whatever we got, and that was it.
What was one of the first skate videos that you saw?
Like Baker 2G.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse.
Yeah, there we go.
411.
Sick.
You know?
Hell
like,
yeah. Tight.
Dun, 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 dun. Like, that song is, like, forever ingrained in my head, but, like, Misled Youth, Welcome to Hell.
So you started skating, like, mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Welcome to Hell.
You were?
Yeah. I had a line in the friend section. Yeah. Doing a heel flip off the bump and an ollie noseblunt slide on
That's
the ledge.
That's amazing, yeah. Man.
Donnie Barley, he hooked me up.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He used to live out here in Santa Monica. We used to skate all the time.
Wow.
My first video I was ever in.
That was your first one ever?
Yeah.
What an epic video to be in.
You know, I was destined to become, you know, who I am today.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I remember watching those videos and like, just so like, I mean, the skating, like you'd see that echelon of skating and you'd be like, all right, well, I got to like do handrails and like jump off like huge shit. Never really happened.
But, really. but I watched your video part, you know, that you had, what video was that?
I ride for this skate shop called No Comply in Austin.
Oh, Elias.
Yeah. Elias Bingham, mm-hmm. Simon
sick.
Bingham.
So sick.
My buddy made that film called The Devil's Toy.
The Devil's Toy.
Yeah. This dude, Calvin Miller and, yeah, we just ended up filming for a year and put something together.
Because you're pretty raw.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Dude, you skated some spots I've never seen in any videos before.
Yeah. Really?
Like, I've never seen any of those. I've been to Austin. Austin's super dope city, but I had never seen not one of those spots skated before.
Yeah, we got some crusty spots down there, man. Like, no ledges at all.
Yeah.
We have to, like, you know, go cement grind them and then wax them. And then.
Yeah. You were kind of a punk to the dude you bumped into, though,
I was,
in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Right. You always,
can
like,
I, a, can I apologize to him? Right
yeah.
Now?
I mean, you never know who's watching. You could be watching.
Sorry about that, man. I was drinking at the time. And like, I know. Well, I watched that now and I'm like, man, that was fucked up, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you swung on him, but you were just kind of like,
yeah, totally. But I did get elbowed by him, and it came out of nowhere, and I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Like, it was just kind of alarming, you know?
Right.
But if you're watching the Nine Club, I'm sorry. Man.
Could you imagine this guy's watching the Nine Club? But it's funny because as a skater, you know you're in control, but as a pedestrian, not knowing, like you could be skating right at somebody and then skirt around him,
right?
And he, for all he knows, he's being attacked.
Right. No, 100%. God, I feel bad about that.
Wait, what happened? You were just skating on
the I was bombing the hill. We were going to get beer, and I thought the dude elbowed me, like, on purpose, because I got too close, and he just, like, elbowed me, and I kind of, like, kind of had a temper back then.
Mellowed out a little bit.
But, yeah. And I yelled at the guy, and got a little crazy.
Oh, shit. Sure.
I was, like, 18, 19.
Right. Yeah, we all get crazy, you know? You guys haven't seen my crazy side. I get crazy.
I don't think I've ever seen you flip out on someone.
I used to break a lot of boards.
Yeah.
I used
to break a lot of boards, focus them, and I had a temper.
I never focused too many boards.
Kill someone or scream at someone.
No. You never focus boards? You never, no?
I don't know. I saw people do it at the skate park, and I'm like, I need my board, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got to have it.
Yeah. But
I didn't have the luxury of just going to, like, you know, grab another board out of my closet.
Right. Yeah.
I love that when people get so pissed, they smash a board and they're like, oh shit. Dude.
I wish I had.
I totally blew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's
but
like.
But it really does help.
Oh my
like
God.
Like, I've punched boards before.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know? So it just helps to just get it out for a second.
The release is like.
Yeah, you need it.
So you started skating for No Comply?
Yeah.
Is that your first sponsor?
That was like my first shop sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been with them since. They started. We just had our 10-year anniversary, and they changed the Austin scene for skateboarding, like, big time.
Elias was fucking really sick back in the day too.
So good.
Yeah, switch alley grinds.
He would skate Pier 7 all. I would see the footage from him in SF. Switch front, blood, shove it.
Yeah.
Dude, up Pier 7. I was like,
so good.
So sick.
And he never talks about it until you see like a like a photo or something, or like foot, and you're like, what? Yeah. Yeah. That's insane, yeah, dude. And he still does those at the park. Like,
really?
Yeah, proper. No so way. Good. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Does he have an Instagram and stuff? Does he yeah. post yeah. some skate shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really follow him, but I should.
Yeah, you'll catch yeah. him in like a little house park clip. That's a skate park, but okay. behind a skate shop. But yeah, you'll catch him out there shredding.
Sick. Yeah. yeah. So was that your only sponsor?
I got on Flow for Osiris.
Oh,
sick!
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I was friends with a dude who was
like the sales rep
mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So maybe it was just more that, but it felt good. Okay. You know, he yeah. was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give you some shoes."
Any free
like,
product,
dude? Oh, epic. No. Yeah. Right. Epic. And then I sent a tape to Carl Watson. For Organica.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
And it was actually really fun. I still have the board. That was the one board that I got. It was an Organica deck. And I
used it. He sent you one board?
Yeah, I got one board.
Just one board?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking yeah, yeah, crazy. Yeah. Carl, dude.
The promo was yeah, tight. Yeah.
It was so funny because I had called him up. We were going up to San Fran maybe like a couple weeks after that. And I can't remember. He called me or I called him. And he was like, I dig the tape, man. And I had this one trick in there I thought was like so sick. And it was like a like this ollie onto electrical box, and then I just like popped off onto the sidewalk.
I remember that. Oh, yeah, yeah, that yeah. was in the video.
Yeah, I thought
video.
It was cool. Yeah. You know, it was like it was hard for me. You know, like yeah, yeah. But he was like, "Yeah, man, I don't think that's gonna cut it."
Like you didn't grind the box or right, something. Right. He was like, "Just rode on top of it.
That's not yeah. gonna cut it."
Carl right. said
like,
that.
Yeah,
it's so weird to hear.
He's the nicest dude yeah. ever. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously,
nicest
seriously.
Dude ever. But it was so funny, man. I still laugh about that. I'm like, man. Got me, dude.
Got me.
You're right. He's it doesn't
to,
cut.
Just trying to push you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could have gone the sponsored route. I felt like because you were really fucking good at skating. I mean, you.
Now hearing that now, I'm like, fuck, man.
No, but you. I think.
Damn
so.
It.
But listen,
I
like,
still ended up here, man.
I know. You're still.
How did I get
yeah, you're on the nine club. You know.
No, it's so cool, man.
No, just but you should have. I mean, I felt like you could have gone that route. You were fucking. You ripped.
Thanks.
You know.
Dude.
I mean, yeah, that yeah. video was 6 years ago or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. It's a while ago.
I watch it now. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, I had like a little window.
Okay.
That was kind of my window.
Yeah.
You know, where like I wasn't getting hurt. I wasn't spraining an ankle.
Right.
I was riding away from shit. I was collecting clips. You know, it's like yeah. It was just one of those tiny little windows, but so fun, man.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
I love that trick that you, the bank to ledge, the, was it the fakie big spin tail slide? Was it nollie or fakie?
Oh, fakie big spin yeah. tail fakie slide. Yeah,
tail
yeah.
slide, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know, man. It just looked great.
Thanks.
That yeah. spot's in Austin.
I always wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually the only spot I've seen in the video. That wasn't pretty sweet, right?
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think Vincent did something.
Oh. Yeah, 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 you're right.
I don't know what okay. he did, but it was, yeah, the spot looked
looks, super fun.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool
made
spot.
Made me
want
to learn that trick, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I do that too much.
Do you?
Yeah, anyone watching is probably be like, that dude does that all the time.
Fakie big spin tail slides? That
yeah,
trick?
I mean, that's like my like
go to.
I mean, fakie big spins I've been doing. That's kind of like every time I get a board, I'll do a fakie big and I've never messed up.
Okay.
Fakie big spin every time.
You're on a roll.
Just, yeah, it's just one of those oh. like OCD
it just goes
things.
Right to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, like, board, I always find that trick out. Hard because I would always land primo.
Oh, God.
I just found out how to like, how to pop that trick.
For me, that's nollie big spin.
Oh, the primo that one?
Primo all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
But you don't think it the same way, though?
No, for some reason, it just kind of works. Like, your body's turning and, right. you know, it's just...
But do you do it off like, the tail or do you off the nose?
Off the nose.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you do it off the tail?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. What, fakie?
Fakie, yeah.
yeah.
I used to ride my board backwards my whole life, but I do it normal now.
Yeah. So off the nose?
I do it with the tail.
Really?
Yeah. You don't ride your board the tail going fakie?
Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah, why do you is that weird, Kelly? I mean, you're talking to a guy who used to ride his board backwards
yeah,
for
he's fucking his board backwards
his whole
all the time.
Life.
It kind of seemed like it made sense at one point.
Well, you just thought maybe you could pop higher because you had the bigger...
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So the Osiris, no comply.
Yeah.
And then when did you like figure out like, okay, well, maybe I'll just do some... I mean, not try
acting?
To go the sponsor... Sponsored route.
Me and one of my really good friends kind of came to that conclusion. I was just
really?
Like, yeah, I was just like, I don't. It's a harsh conclusion to come to.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know, laughing super hard because we kind of looked at each other one day and we're like, I don't think it's gonna happen. You know, like I just like, yeah. I don't see it happening.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, the standard of skateboarding gets higher every year.
That's
every
true.
Year and I
and the kids get younger and younger
yeah and I just like mm-hmm. blasting ollies and yeah. having fun and
right
I was never like throwing myself down like gnarly sets of stairs or handrails or any of that, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's it's weird how back then that was kind of the only way to make it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, like, to me, like, totally. You had to be above and beyond like that type, and now it's not like that.
Yeah, you need to huck a carcass.
No, you can do whatever. Right. I feel like it's open, kind of the gates have opened up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's still a chance. Maybe you could quit this acting bullshit and get sponsored, you know?
I'm down. I'm going back, man. Yeah. Trying again.
Let's go, man. I know people in the industry, bro. You know, we could try to get you. I'll show them your Instagram, you know?
See, that's the thing, too, is like the social media numbers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we can sponsor this guy. He's got fucking 100K.
He's got more than 100K. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I don't want to get sponsored off that. You know, you're going to be like a legitimate good skateboarder.
Right.
I feel like if I were to go back and actually try, which is not going to happen, but, you know.
But you were down at the Venice Park today. You were skating down there.
Yeah, I was skating down there a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, people flying out of the, you know, it's like crazy, man.
When you go skate now, I mean, do you get recognized a lot now that you're on The Walking Dead and all that stuff?
Or? Yeah, it's been happening.
Yeah?
Yeah, like the past couple months are, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
It's fucking weird, man. It's a weird thing.
Right. But it must be flattering, though, because as pro skateboarders, we get recognized, you know, by kids, and then it's cool. Yeah. I'm not really that guy to you know, get pumped on, you know?
I'm not either.
I'm more of a reserved dude, but,
I'm too.
But it's flattering. It's, you know, it's like,
no, it is,
wow,
and especially
cool,
with this show, just because the fans are, hardcore dedicated to the comics and the show. So every time you do come across someone, they just want to say hi and be like, you know, I love what you're doing. And then it's like, you know, they're not like following you around or anything. So it's actually really nice.
They say hi and bye. Pretty much. Hi, maybe get a photo or something.
Whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Such a great show. It's so popular, dude.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
The writing and the acting is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, the writing is that. I mean, the first, so I was out here doing pilot season, maybe like 2 years ago, but.
What's pilot season? What do you mean?
It's when all the pilots for TV shows are starting to get, or you're auditioning for them.
Yeah.
So like new TV shows coming up. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen January, February, March, and April.
Okay.
And you go out like, you know, every day, every other day and audition.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy. But I'm just saying, when I got the sides or the scene from the show, is the writing was so good. I hadn't seen that good of writing and, you know.
So you didn't watch
really
the show
anything
before
else.
You got on it, did you?
Did you know you were auditioning for Walking Dead?
I did, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They told you?
But I didn't know the character. I didn't know.
Oh. Because I heard that they change lines up or they try to fool you into not knowing.
Right, so like the character's name I got was Kirk.
Oh.
You know?
Okay,
Kirk. But yeah, I had really, I mean, no idea or concept of the show and how big it was or anything.
So to you, it was just another audition?
Yeah.
It was just
like,
hey, I'm just going to go out another. But the show had been running for 4 or 5 years
But the writing was so good that I was like, I really want to fucking nail this.
Right.
You know, like, I really, like, I went to my buddy's garage for like 10 hours the day before the audition and just worked it.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was so good.
Yeah.
You know, not often do you get a scene that's, you know, emotional and just a heavy piece of material.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is fucking great, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but really, I didn't know about the show or never watched it.
Okay.
I hadn't had a TV for a couple of years Wi-Fi. Fucking
really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any episodes until we started talking about it on the show. And then we had this girl, the girl Nora, on. And like, I was like, all right, I have to fucking watch
the show.
Yeah. I binge watched like four seasons over like a weekend or whatever.
Me and Roger started watching it like right together. And then we split apart. Like, he binge watched it over here. I binge watched it over there. Yeah. It was just
nice.
Yeah.
I literally just caught up last night.
Really? Oh, yeah. So you're
fully caught
up.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, man.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields.
I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances. While the industry standard, guess what? Typically only tested for 10. That's why the Nine Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
How did you get into the acting thing from skating? Have you always been interested in it?
Yeah, I'd always been doing it for, it was kind of, skating and acting were always kind of together.
Oh, even from a young age?
Yeah, even from like, I saw, you know, I did like a play in fourth grade.
Wow.
And okay. You know, like I was just like, I don't know, man. It sounds cool. I'll do it. You know, I didn't really have a choice, really. I just kind of...
I mean, fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And, but yeah, and then just kind of got addicted to it and then was doing that and skating for, you know, until now.
Then did you get any gigs when you were growing up? Maybe like commercials stuff?
No. Yeah, I just did it in school.
Just in school?
Yeah, it was like the only class I would get a good grade in.
Wow.
You know, so I was like, this one right here.
Yeah. You probably didn't even have homework.
I mean, if we're doing plays or whatever.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But that's fun homework, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's not like math or... Yeah. Fucking math.
Man. Fuck math.
So bad. Fuck math.
No,
dude.
2 plus worse. I'm the worst. No, trust me.
Everyone has a calculator. Just know you do that.
Oh, I get on my calculator every day.
TI-83 plus. You put in like the cheat codes or whatever before math test. At least I did.
I don't even know.
I'd have some dude do it for me. I'd be like, dude, can you help me out?
T-83 what?
You know the big calculators?
Oh, the Texas Instruments, the
big ones. Yeah. And you'd like go into like a secret like folder and put in all like the math shit. And
oh.
Like, whoa. Here's my calculator.
Man, you guys in Austin were really.
You guys never did that.
No.
That's why they called them Texas Instruments.
So. I know, that's right.
I mean, it was like survival style. Yeah. Like I had to get through the math class. You know?
Did you finish high school?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
That's all right.
A lot of skaters don't really finish high school. You know.
That's how you know you're really good.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to high school. I'm just gonna skate.
When some company's like, you're 12 years old, come to Europe with us.
Right. I remember buddies doing that. I'm like, fuck, man. They're just skating all day.
Right.
And they were really good. They were like the dudes that were like fucking killing it. You're like, damn it.
Was there anyone that came out of Austin that you're friends with? Any pro skaters or?
I mean, there's legends down there. Yeah. Like, do you know a guy named John Eric or Jake Nunn?
Jake Nunn.
Of course.
Is Guru from Austin?
He lives down there. He's from Houston.
Yeah. Okay.
But Guru, yeah, he's one of my good buddies. Yeah.
Is he still skate? I haven't seen him skate for a while.
Oh, he's skating every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still on Habitat?
No, he's doing his own thing.
Oh, sick.
It's called Wake Robins.
Wake Robins. Sick.
So he's doing his own thing. And
dope.
Does Guru still have all his hair?
All of it, man.
Right.
Yeah, he's the best.
What kind of question is that?
No, the dude's been like hair farming for years.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah, he's got it all, man. Yeah.
What was your first gig in acting? Was it a...
First gig I did. God, dude.
But did you go to school for it or anything? Or did you
I went to university for it.
I did? Yeah. Okay, so you were with it.
For some reason, but for a while I was kind of... I didn't want... Because, I mean... I think first and foremost, I'm a skateboarder at heart, and I didn't want to be an actor. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like that.
Did you find it corny? Like, with your friends? Like, oh, I got to go to an audition. Would you not tell them or anything?
No, I didn't,
or
I didn't find it corny. It was just one of those things where I didn't want to quite commit because I still had skateboarding, you know? And I was like, maybe this. And then I met a guy who's kind of been, like, my acting guru, and he kind of changed everything for me, and... So I went to university for it and sort of just stuck with it. And then kind of got my, not master's, but I went to like a conservatory sort of thing after university for 3 years where I studied a technique and did that. And then that's when it got kind of serious.
Sick.
Where I started booking shit and I was like, oh shit, like I think maybe this is like working out. And I started making like a little bit of a living off of it.
When you say you book stuff, do you think you could have done that without the school?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I don't know,
not
like,
without the program I did after college.
Oh, that really helped.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, as corny as it is, it was like everything happened for a reason, and I got to meet this guy that kind of changed my life, and So that worked out. But the first gig I ever booked was a fucking country music video. It's the worst, and I'm not going to say it.
Did you have a line?
I had no lines. No, I played like a soldier coming back from war.
Okay.
Wow. I got paid $75 for 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? Big budget.
And I was...
Oh, you were obviously in SAG.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
But I was so stoked. I was like, oh, man, $75. Like, this is crazy. There's a horrible, horrible music video. I'm not going to say it either because I'm not going
to... I'm sure people are like right now in your ID.
Trying to react. Seriously.
I'm not going to blast
Well, I did a bunch of commercials
when
I was younger. Yeah.
Really?
No, and I was in an episode of Baywatch.
What?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
I was.
That's amazing.
Right. I was a junior lifeguard in the back of the lifeguard truck.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
You learn about something new about Chris every day.
I know. You just got to watch a show. You'll learn something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did an Eagle Snacks commercial. I did a drug-free zone commercial. I did a...
Really?
Yeah, man.
Was this...
No, this was background shit, though.
Okay.
I wasn't saying...
No, I've done tons of background
shit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, man, I'm fucking...
But I thought it was...
You get paid, you know?
Yeah, you're
like
you get
100 bucks a day
and
or something.
And plus, when you're in school, you don't have to go to school. You just can sit in the trailer and then some teacher comes in and gives you a packet to do or whatever. You know what I mean?
She just
gives you a little homework on the set. I thought it was the coolest thing, you know?
That's amazing, man.
Totally.
Yeah, I've done some weird shit, man. Like, did like a Miracle Whip commercial.
Wow.
I did this auto insurance commercial. It was like my first SAG National commercial. And I did it the day my son was born.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The day he was born, I went and shot this commercial.
Did you miss the birth?
No.
Oh,
no. I was there for that, but I was like, I gotta go make money.
Right. So
I
went. Babe, hold on.
It was the worst, man. They had I showed my lady. It was so bad that she was like, "Let me see what you did," and I was like, "I'm not gonna show you this." She's like, "No. I want to see." So I showed it to her, but I fast forwarded the part I was in, and like skipped to like. The next part, and she was like, "But where are you?" And I was like, "Oh, that's it." She was like, "No, let's go back here." And it's me in these big cargo pants, like cargo shorts. You know what I'm saying?
Sick.
Like,
oh yeah,
like jorts, but cargos, like all the way down to here. And I had to say this so many times. I was like, "How do you know you're getting an apples to apples comparison?" So I had to say that, walk, lean up against a car, and go, "How do you know you're getting an apples to apples comparison?" A million fucking different ways, dude,
all
day long. And I tried like rolling up the shorts because they were just so fucking, you know what I'm talking
about,
right?
Big, yeah.
They're too big.
Yeah.
And I'd roll them up and then I'd go back and then be like, "Austin, can you just roll them down a little bit?" I'm like, "Fuck."
Oh my.
Every time I couldn't get it past them, but yeah. It's funny, man.
Were you scared your wife was going to leave you if she saw this?
I was, man.
The day your son was born.
I know, right?
She's like, "Is this the type of fucking actor I'm dating? Like, this dude,
babe,
the cheesiest fucking guy ever."
I mean, acting is a hard gig, right?
Yeah, it's crazy,
Well, the reason I was asking you, because like I feel like, you know, I feel like I can act. Austin.
Okay. I feel like, and so many skateboarders would be great actors.
Dude, right?
I really do,
especially,
man.
Especially comedy actor. I know a lot of fucking funny-ass dudes.
Totally. Right? And I feel like they're probably where I was at, and they're just like, "I'm not going to be an actor, man."
Right.
Like, no, I'm a fucking skateboarder.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, it's tough to try to, you know...
There's only been so many people that have, like, really pulled it off, you know, like
Jason Lee.
He was like,
example.
He's a legend, though.
Yeah.
You're like, of course, you pulled it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And then Spike Jones.
Chris Roberts is next.
And Chris Roberts is coming in hot.
Let me tell you. Huh?
I mean, but this Baywatch thing sounds pretty exciting, Chris.
I know. I was surprised Vin Diesel didn't hit me up to do the movie.
He should have. You killed it.
I know.
You could have been with Zac Efron in that or something, right?
I could have been something.
You could have been like his wingman or something.
Could you imagine me in a red swimsuit on the beach?
I'd go watch it immediately.
Skinny white boy.
No,
it'd be fucking great, man.
Listen, I got to do some push-ups. And
I'd be the dude drowning out in the ocean.
We could have said, we could have worked together. We could have saved you.
We got to figure this out. Baywatch.
Yeah. Baywatch.
Yeah, Baywatch 3, Baywatch 2.
Yeah, let's David Hasselhoff.
This could be a new Fast and Furious, right? No, but I feel like, you know, it's the auditioning thing. It's
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up here in Los Angeles,
yeah.
You know, so it's hard for me to like, oh, okay, like you hear it all the time,
right?
Oh, I'm going to go on audition and this girl, this guy, you know what I mean?
Right,
and it's kind of like, you know, you see it. It's a hard fucking business. Yeah, it's crazy, and going to the auditions and everything. I just feel like, oh, that's just not me. You know, right, I want to get handed a role like the Walker on The Walking Dead.
Right.
You know,
right.
I want
to
be
killed instantly.
That's fine. At least I get my start. For it. You know, by, maybe I can get into SAG off of that. You know,
is that like a hard thing to get, like, be a Walker on?
It's not. No, I don't think so. You know, I have like a bunch of people that are like, I want to be a Walker.
Right.
Can get me on to be a Walker. It's pretty taxing. You know,
well, I heard like, you got to go to Walker school.
I think. Well, I mean, if it comes naturally and you're a good walker, maybe I think.
I think I'm the guy.
I think you're the dude.
Yeah.
But it's so hot down there in Atlanta, and right, you're in all this like
prosthetics,
makeup, and you see the walkers out there holding umbrellas and like smoking cigarettes. And you're you know, and like it's the same with us.
Are you
like,
peeking out of your air conditioning trailer at them? Like, oh, I'm sorry, guys.
How you doing out there, man? Yeah. Everything, you good? You need some water? No? Okay, all right. No, but I mean, even for us, it's fucking hot down there, man. It's like crazy conditions, but yeah, I'm trying to get you in and be a walker.
Right? Or I could be Rick's, I was thinking about this last night. I could be Rick's like long lost cousin.
Oh, dude, you'd be great.
Here's what I think, and I've nailed it, right? I know, do you read the books? Bro, no. I know The Walking Dead by heart. Okay.
If you were to be in an episode, get introduced, is there like, do you have like a way you would want to
come in? This is how
you have a tiger.
This is this is how you have to do it if you're gonna be on The Walking Dead.
All right. Let's hear it.
Go on.
You ready, Raj?
Yeah, I just think it's funny that you said that to someone who's already on The Walking Dead.
Trust me, dude. Trust me.
He's gonna
learn a lot right now. Gotta clear my throat. All you have to do is whisper. That's all you have to do is just whisper. Am I right or am
Dude,
I wrong?
You are in.
I mean, I've seen a car in that pasture over there, Rick. I think we need to go take a look at that.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to attract the dead.
That Pregnant show though. Is so gory.
Yeah, it's
like,
raw.
Like, it must be, is that weird? People shoving things in people's heads.
Well, if you watch The Talking Dead afterwards, they show clips of like how they do it, and it'll be like a tennis ball on end of a fucking stick.
Yeah,
and
they don't really
green screen
a bunch of things in there. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they'll take a, you know, you'll get the knife handle, and there won't be a knife on it. So when it comes in and it comes out, they green screen the blade on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you blown away when you see the? Do you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Because some actors, they don't watch the shit.
No, I do. So, yeah.
But are you blown away when you're like, wow, they fucking did? Like when you're in a scene or something, you're like, dude, that was gnarly.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, all the time, man.
Okay. Yeah.
It's great. I mean, I love the show.
Yeah.
And and now it's strange watching it because it's like all my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, cool.
That's tight.
All my buddies are on the TV show. Yeah. And I get so giddy when I see them and they're doing a good job. It's cool.
But it's probably like a skate team, right?
Yeah.
Like I grew up watching Costin and all these dudes and now they're just my buddies.
Right, right, you know? Right.
It's
like
the same.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal.
Though,
you know, you like kind of get in with the giants,
right?
You know? And I mean, Andrew Lincoln and Norm Reedus and Jeffrey D. Morgan and all those guys are just
crazy.
They're fucking cool dudes, man.
Yeah.
Like they're not, there's no egos involved on the set. Right. And for such a big show, you're like, it's just a very, what's the word? It's just humbling, you know, because it's super mellow. No one is like pompous about anything. And you know, you'd think you'd get onto a TV show that big and there'd be some like
egos.
Yeah. Or just like, right? Dude, just flip, you know, I don't know. You hear about these like horror stories, you know,
where
like,
are my green M&Ms?
Right. Yeah. And that shit just doesn't happen. You know, you get on, you have a couple of smokes, you have a coffee, you do your thing.
Right,
and
right.
We all get together and talk about the scene and then we go in and shoot and we just hang out all day.
Wow.
Know, so.
Do you ever skate on the set or anything? Do you ever
no.
put your board out?
No.
I can come down there. We
I
can
feel
play.
Like I feel like if they found out, which they probably will, because they're going to...
They know.
They probably
they
get
know.
I don't think they know.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't really said anything about it.
If you YouTube your name, like your skate video part is like the first thing that pops up.
Well, also like during the season, I'm not like... doing shit that would get me in jeopardy, you know. Like I'm putting in like my tunes and cruising around.
Yeah,
trying to hit 20 stair.
I mean, dude,
no, man, God, all four wheels on the ground, man. I'm just cruising. And
if you went in there and you're like, "Sorry, I broke my arm skating," they'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Oh,
I
mean, my God, it'd be horrible.
Yeah. Right.
And like, I think about that too, and I'm like, "Well, that's probably the only show it could actually work on."
Right.
If I did come in,
they'll
with
fit
like
it
a,
in.
Scott Gimble would be like, "Trust me, we got this." Okay.
Yeah, he's such a genius. He'd write something and map it all out, but. Knock on wood that.
Well, that Scott Gimble's a huge fan of this show, so he's going to find out right now. You know. But so when you auditioned for it, were you just like, how did they tell you you got? So you knew you were going for The Walking Dead.
I knew I was going in. I really, which is kind of a blessing when you don't know like really what it is.
Yeah.
In a way, or like who the director is. Sometimes, I mean, because you don't get all in your head and, you know, trip out about mm-hmm. the audition.
Paint yourself a picture in your mind.
Right. And
like I'd go in whispering.
Right.
You know,
right.
They might be like, we're looking for a yeller, not
right,
a whisperer.
Right. Yeah. Know? If you went in and whispered, you may have a good chance though.
I could. Yeah. Right.
But that's the thing about that show is that it really is like, it's fucking taxing emotionally and physically because every single thing that happens on that show is such high stakes mm-hmm. that there's no like, you know, it's not like a soap or something, you right. know, it's not like a Law and Order. It's everything's like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Someone's going to die or, you know, it's always fucking super intense all the time, man.
Goodbye, bet.
Yeah.
You guys shoot the film, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
That's gnarly.
It's so cool, man.
For a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it though because it gives it that kind of that look, aesthetic, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I had no idea what it was, and then I went in. I was the second to last person to go into the room, and the casting directors came out, and I heard them say, "Well, we'll just find the guy tomorrow." Like it wasn't working out, you know. And I was like, "Nah, fuck that!" Dude, like this is it. I'm gonna fucking like, you know, like that kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah, like, she's like, "Check him back tomorrow."
This was after.
Should have been like, should I come back tomorrow?
Yeah, should I come back tomorrow or is today good? Yeah.
This is before you, this is after you
This
went
is
in?
Right before the audition.
Oh, before?
Yeah. And so I kind of had that energy. I was like, no, I feel like this is it. And
right.
You kind of go into every audition, you know, you got to go in with the mindset like, all right, this is my part. Like, I'm going to book this. Because if you don't, or you're a little hesitant, you
right,
know.
Right. I'm learning a lot because this is, you know.
Take notes.
Yeah,
take notes.
And I am. Right.
No, but then I just had a great audition, and then I found out about 2 days later that I booked it, and
straight up, no callback, no, they just
no callback,
this is the guy.
Yeah,
really,
here's your ticket to Atlanta.
Yeah, totally, and I was like, oh fuck, like, and I was so psyched for. I thought I was just going down to shoot an episode.
Okay,
like just
they didn't tell you nothing.
No,
they just
nothing
said
at all. Like, hey, you booked it.
Reoccurring character. You had no fucking.
I mean, no fucking idea at all. Got the call. Literally just moved my lady and my son out there 2 weeks before that, and on the way out, she's like, "Well, what if you book something?" Like we drove out here, and I was like, "That's not gonna fucking happen."
Wait. You moved out to LA?
Well, I was out here doing pilot season.
Yeah.
January through April. So, and my lady and my newborn were down in Austin, and I had just done a film before that.
Okay.
They kind of catapulted me out here. And so I came out here on that wave of the film, and I was like, I think this is like the right wave.
I think I should
go and do it. And so I left them there, came out here, lived in Chinatown in this like super small, shitty fucking room where I like slept on a yoga mat. You know, it's like, it was just like out here to act. You know, my buddy fucking brought me a bed and whatever, so I was just out here doing that, and then we had to go back and forth to Austin here, you know, after like 3 weeks or whatever, so I could see my son.
Must have been tough.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was like, yeah, it was a crazy time. And then when they moved out here, she's like, well, what if you book something? I was like, that's fucking LA. I'm out here for 20 years, fucking working at a bar, driving Ubers, doing lifts, you know, doing whatever the fuck I can, you know,
trying to skate whenever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then that happened, so I got the call. You booked it, super psyched for about 5 minutes and like wanting to shit my pants because I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called me and it was like Monday we did paperwork. Tuesday I talked to Scott. Wednesday I got this, whatever, we did more paperwork. And then Thursday I flew down there and we started shooting that Friday.
No way.
Yeah. And when I booked it, I was like, oh, The Walking Dead. Like I gotta go watch it and see what the world's like and see what this is all about. And went up to my neighbor's room and knocked on her door. I was like, hey, do you mind if I borrow your Wi-Fi password? I need some Wi-Fi because I just booked this show and I got to watch it and figure out what the fuck's going on with it before I go down there. She was like, oh, yeah, of course. You know, super nice lady. And what'd you book? I was like, it's The Walking Dead. She was like, no fucking way. She's like, she freaked out, you know? And I was like, what is that? Like, what is it? Do you love it? Do you love the show? Yeah, and right. She's like, oh my God, I fucking love it. Like, wow, congrats. And then, she like, you know, wrote down on a piece of paper and, you know, gave me the Wi-Fi and everything.
And her telephone number.
Yeah. As my lady's down there waiting for me to come. And, she shut the door and she was like, I just want to tell you one thing. She's like, it's not about the zombies. It's about the people. And shut the door.
No way.
Yeah. It's great. It was really cool. You know, it's like one of those moments where you're like, I'll remember that forever. You know? But then went down there and started working, and then apparently.
Were you nervous though? The first day you're shooting?
Oh,
you're
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine.
I had probably 50 mini panic attacks on set and like fucking jeez, like. Dude.
But I have no so like gnarly.
Because you don't like yeah. You know like and another thing it's like you know you it's, I don't know what like you know but you just it'd be like the equivalent to like finally getting into Street League or something like you've been skating your whole life right and you finally get in and like now here's the chance to fucking kill it and you hope everything you've been doing your whole life fucking works you know so yeah. Then, so I got down there and I mean I was scared shitless and you know normally I did like indies and shorts and shit but I never had anything that was gonna go out to like 15-20 million people and, you know per episode
yeah. But I'm sure it was a huge scale too because like they shoot these things like movies right
it's huge production, gigantic.
But I just couldn't imagine like well I have no acting experience you know except for like shit pro skaters say and you know shit like that right, you know right. Like you know
watch
everyone's an actor though
but
man.
You know I couldn't imagine going up there and doing the first scene with whoever you who
yeah
was
my,
fir- for,
my
was
first
was
scene
for?
Was with Norman
oh really
yeah wow. So scared
like
man.
Dude
because that dude's like he's become one of my good friends but you know it's like coming up there and seeing this dude and he's like the face of the show and you're
right
like, oh my God I gotta shoot like a crazy scene with this
did you
dude.
Fuck up at all or did you
I fucked up yeah I got a little like too intense and there was a point where I put a gun to his head and I'd press it up against his head too hard and because it was just like I was like a little nervous and I was like fuck it I'm just gonna fucking go for it because I know this dude's like he goes for it you know
right.
And I went for it and then afterwards he came up to me and he was like I got a little thing with like guns like close to my head I had something happen and he was like you're pressing it kind of hard if you could just
oh wow
kind of ease off and I was like oh dude yeah oh my God so sorry about that dude. Yeah. But yeah
just trying to get into character
yeah just but, trying to make the show good man
that's the first scene where you like steal his bike and everything right is that the,
yeah in that episode
right
so the, yeah that was like my
and
one
crossbow.
And so and you brought it here. Thank you.
Yeah. I brought
you
it.
Carry it with
yeah,
you.
I had it in my trunk, and I thought it'd be a good little decoration to bring on. So I brought it. You guys like it? Yeah.
Imagine. Thanks.
Yeah. No problem. No.
It'd be a permanent thing on the show. Permanent
I brought three bows for all of you guys.
How thoughtful. Man.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, why not?
This episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9 Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9 Club, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can.
No, but it must have been crazy, like, to, you know, that I couldn't imagine.
Yeah,
I mean, with all the cameramen and, like, am I doing a good job? Like, how do you know you're doing a good job?
Right.
Maybe they won't bring you back. Like, at that point, you didn't even know if you were going to be a recurring character.
Well, I did. I talked to Scott Gimple, and he was like, by the way, you're, like, a big comic book character. And
whoa.
I was like, that's good.
Yeah. It's not going to kill you off right away.
Right, I hope not. I mean, every script I get, you see a zombie next to you, you get, like, the butterflies. You're like, fucking hope that thing is not biting me. You know, like, I come on. God.
Yeah, that's
well, maybe I can come down there. We could play games of skate on the set in Alexandria and stuff.
Totally,
and
man.
We could just kick it and I
do. I've always wanted to like film a line or something down there. That'd be cool.
Fucking
through the zombies,
me?
You know,
that'd
or
be
something.
Amazing. Dude. You should do that.
Get Chris to be a zombie. That'd be tight.
I know.
Be,
I would love to, man.
What if I'm like a reoccurring walker? What if I'm the walker that just is there?
You never kill him?
What if I'm the pet walker?
Yeah.
Like I'm the walker. I'm the friendly walker of Alexandria.
You totally could be.
Right. And then you take me to the hilltop.
Pitch it to Scott and be like, dude, I know this sounds crazy, but I think I need a pet walker.
Do you think skating helped at all? Shaping you as a...
You know what? Like, yeah. I think about that all the time. Really? And okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, 100%. Yeah. I think, you know, skateboarding and acting is very similar because I think in skateboarding, you find your individuality in skateboarding. Mm-hmm. You know, like how you push, your style, your fucking everything.
Yeah, you
know?
Figure out what you're into.
Yeah, you figure out, like, who you are through skateboarding. And it's also extremely visual as well, you know, when you're, like, I used to do this all the time, but you'd think of a trick and then you daydream about it in school, like while you're in school. It's just like, fuck, like how you're going to do it or whatever. Or even when you're like trying.
Even in the moment,
even
right?
Even in the moment, you're figuring out like, do I need like 2.5 pushes or like one push or what's, you know, it's like all those little bitty
moments.
Yeah.
I got to do it again.
Yeah, toe drag. Right? You have to film it again.
Right.
But it's so visual, man. You know, it's skateboarding is crazy visual. Like you're picturing the trick and everything that's gonna, how you're gonna roll up, how you're gonna
land.
From
what's coming at you to your feet.
Everything.
To like,
everything, you know? And acting, or when you get a script, you have to visualize what you're gonna do and how you're gonna do it.
What's gonna bring you.
What's gonna, you know, what's gonna make it work and what's not gonna work. And so I think it's very similar to skateboarding.
I could see that. Except for the acting part.
Yeah. Right. But the visualization of it.
Totally.
You know, is like,
no, for sure.
Do you ever like see some, like when you watch you on the show, are you like, man, I could have done that better? Or like, oh, I'm fucking so hyped the way I did that. Or
yeah,
like,
all the time. Yeah.
Or why they use that take.
All the time. Because you'll do 10 takes and, you know, maybe the one that you felt was the best wasn't necessarily the best for the story.
Yeah.
You know, and then they use a different take and, you know, you got to trust the editor and the director. But I really try and separate myself from myself when I'm watching it because or else you're just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, so I just try and watch objectively. And,
right. But that must be hard too, though. Because
it's difficult. I always find it like the first time you watch it, you're kind of seeing what they used. And then the second time I watch an episode or whatever, I can kind of watch the whole symphony play out.
Right. Because, I mean, when you film a skate trick and you watch it, I mean, I go back and watch my parts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
not like a conceited thing. It's just like, hey, I want to watch my part. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, but it helps you as a skater too to see yourself skating.
Totally.
You know?
You fucking see yourself land a trick and you're like, God, that was busted.
Right.
I thought in my head that looks so much better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, well, let's redo it. My hands are going to fucking be down here or something. Right. You know, whatever. Chase whatever Scott. You want to like tweak. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I always, it's funny when I film a clip, I feel like, or when I see people land something, I always feel like the first land is usually the best one.
Yeah.
Right.
And in acting, do you feel that like when you do all these takes, do you usually be, does it feel better the first time?
It feels better the first time. Yeah.
Because it's the first time you say it out loud, right?
Well, you know what? I don't know about that. I don't know. The first time, it kind of depends because you can kind of get in the groove and slip out. So it just all depends really. But
yeah, it must be tough actually.
Dude, by the way, I love watching you skate, dude. You're fucking killer.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
This is so epic, man. Wow. I've been watching you skate for so long.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this is tripping out, man. Actually, I hung out with Wes Kramer last night.
No way.
Second. Yeah, yeah.
Sick.
My buddy Jimmy came over and I was like, dude, fucking can't believe this, dude. That dude is epic.
Legend, dude.
Oh, he's so good. I skated Fort Miley in San Fran for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
I was blown away, man.
Right.
But I was Evan Smith when he did the back 180 nose grind on the top bar.
Dude.
Gnarly.
What?
Yeah.
Like that's not even a skate spot almost. It's
no,
like
it's not.
Yeah,
like
it's,
I couldn't
the
even
bank's so steep.
I couldn't even ollie over the fucking hit, like barely.
Right.
You know? And I was looking at that and that thing's like up to here. And it was like, fuck, man.
That dude's gnarly. Did you have favorite skaters growing up?
Well, I mean, like fucking like Heath Kirchart.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Louis Barletta. Mm-hmm. He's like always like, I was so fucking, I still am so stoked on that dude.
I think,
man.
You know what's rad about Louis is every time he's skating, it looks like he's just having fun.
That's what I'm saying.
And like that's like translates so well to us. It's like, dude, this dude is just killing it and having
so
a great
hyped
time.
Watching him skate. Because it looks like the funnest thing ever.
Seriously.
And like, I love Omar Salazar. I think he's like, another dude that just makes it look fun when you're fucking yelling, when you're fucking bombing a hill or whatever. Yeah. You're like, dude, this is amazing. Woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking Jason Dill and Abe and, yeah, you know,
right.
Reynolds, of course. And
you know who's now like that? Carlos Ribeiro, Carlos Ribeiro.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
always has a smile on his face. Even when he's skating around, he's doing the gnarliest tricks. And he's just smiling, laughing.
Really?
And I'm like, dude, that is just, he's just having so much fun. And he's killing it.
Yeah. So you know? Good, man.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite actor that skates?
Jason Lee.
Easy question. Yeah, easy yeah, question.
Hands down. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. Are there other actors that skate?
I feel like it's a few.
What about like Rob Dyrdek or something? Is he like considered an actor or is he just more of like a...
I mean, yeah. he's more of like a TV personality.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
right.
Jonah Hill.
Does he skate?
I grew up skating with him at the courthouse.
Really? You grew up skating with him?
I mean, he was younger.
Really?
He was a younger kid.
Okay.
And yeah, he's just, Jonah Hill.
Dang.
He used to go to the skate shop Hot Rod.
Great actor, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, are you kidding God, me? Dude, I wish so I could. Good. I wish I'd been better friends with him.
Oh,
you
man.
Because I could have... gone in a different direction.
Well, you should hit him up yeah. and get him on the show.
That'd I know. Awesome. Right. So maybe there's a chance for me, Austin. You know,
I think
maybe
you got
I'll try
it,
to
man.
Get. Yeah. You know.
I think you got it, dude. I think you should start with I think you start with a zombie.
I think. Yeah.
The walker, right. and then mm-hmm. maybe
and then kind of sneak your way up from there. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that probably hasn't happened. Has there been like a walker? Then the walk that they killed him, and then he came on the show like as a get, like you could what? Never
no.
no you could never no. tell
well most walkers are covered in so much makeup yeah, you never yeah. know who it was
right. yeah exactly right, you know right. what I mean like they there's never a reoccurring do they never use the same walkers
oh yeah yeah yeah
oh
yeah so they have a couple like go-to walkers that are like really good walkers
right
yeah. yeah
yeah yeah
and one guy's just like got it dialed you know
the head walker
like really yeah yeah he looks so good as a walker
right.
they use him a bunch
maybe I'll practice in my house
yeah send me like yeah. a little,
oh, so
little
should I send you a little sponsor yeah, me tape
get a clip
oh yeah. they need the skateboarding walker
yeah, yeah.
I know man
the skateboarding walker
I know. Just pushing hella slow
just pushing hella slow and you know maybe hit a rock and yeah. fall off just, and lose an arm
but he's just constantly pushing he can never get his foot up on the board he's
right so I mean when you're filming for when you're doing The Walking Dead are you allowed to go out and do other shit
as long I can't as do any it? Other TV
no
yeah yeah
movies
just locked in
movies yeah but okay. it's hard to get the schedule and just
I could imagine now people are coming after you
no
I would have thought the same doing this show but nobody's really hit me up either
yeah
you know? Yeah fuck, it's really weird it's I thought we'd get sponsors and I thought we'd get all yeah, yeah the phone be ringing off the hook it's been silent
yeah back to the chopping block
right
man.
Maybe I could be Maggie's new love interest
Ooh.
On the show
you gonna take care of the kid
I'll take care of the kid
right. I'm coming yeah. in as like the stepdad
she's kind of turning into a badass on the show
yeah
you know? So
yeah.
maybe yeah. I'll let her control me. She could fucking, yeah.
Dude, Andrew Lincoln is the best.
Oh, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's one of those guys. He doesn't watch the show.
No.
Yeah, never seen an episode.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's never seen an episode
no.
ever?
No.
That's insane.
You know what, though? That's. I mean, I could see why that could be good.
He lived it.
You're not judging yourself.
Right.
Right. You're just doing it.
And you're in it. And you. Yeah.
And that's
and
it.
And you save that experience instead right. of what's up on
because I could imagine it could kill you just watching oh fuck I did that I looked my eye twitched right, I saw right, my right. I can't do the eye twitch anymore yeah. you know what right, I mean right. like or whatever
and you'll try and change things that you
change
see
things.
Wrong yeah
even with this show I've been like man I lick my lips a lot
really
you know
yeah, yeah.
You say right
and I go right
yeah
yeah right
yeah but I mean I think you're just putting it under a microscope right
oh no people yeah. even comment yeah. on it
really
oh yeah
no, it's coming kind of fucked up but can't help it it's a conversation yeah, we're having a conversation
yeah.
right like, you know I didn't go to broadcasting school
right.
like fucking what am I, skateboarder
great.
Thank you
yeah
bro.
Man
thank
really
you,
good.
You
know? Keep going
Maggie she's hot
she's super
fucking
yeah,
beautiful
really cute.
She's beautiful
yeah, she is
not really other who's other hot chick on the show there's a
they well, had that blonde that they killed off that
oh, the little blonde girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Daryl's little, you know.
Hanging out with?
Daryl needs to get laid. You
yeah.
know, something's
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand what the hell's going on there.
I know. I wish there would be more of that in the.
Yeah.
We all need to, man.
We all, yeah, right. That's the one
post-apocalyptic
thing.
Post-apocalyptic yeah. world. You need a.
Sugar got, ran off.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Fucked up.
Fucking Negan's doing whatever
dude,
he wants with
dude
her.
Dude, that dude is fucked. I yeah. feel like we're talking about this like it's real. Like
right, right, right.
It's like yeah. you're getting fucked, man.
Yeah.
I just thought of the scene. Insane.
What's the scene?
I'm the zombie skater.
Right.
You stab me in the head and you take my board and you do a tray flip.
It's going to take a couple takes.
What do you mean? You got that first tee, baby. Come on.
What's an easy trick for you?
Fakie big spin.
Fakie big spin. That is perfect.
All right. You stab me in the head and you do a fakie big spin over me.
Tray flips for me are always in and out.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Always.
Yeah. It's that back. It's the scoop.
It's
in the back.
Scoop. Yeah. I know, but my foot never wants to. Like, I watch people tray flip and they always have their foot like right underneath the bolts. Mm-hmm. And every time I try and do it, my foot, like, without me even knowing, just scoots back. I'm like, no, fucking stay here, man, so I can get
you
the little.
You just want to pop higher, though.
Right, right.
Yeah, but, like the, but the further just back spin, you have, it's, but then it just spins too much. Yeah.
Like, the front foot go double. Is mainly, in my eyes, whenever someone teaches
just
me,
there for support.
It's there, it flick a little bit, but it's more. Right. It's there to guide.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
You catch it. That's where you catch it.
Oh,
you
no, know I mean, that's like, you know, yeah. Like, beautiful tray flips out there, man. People just catching it with the front foot and just.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not a big fan of the whole stanky leg thing.
No, I don't like that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but.
Benihana tray flip.
Yeah. So what's your setup like now? What do you got, like, for your board?
I got Indies, Spitfire, 52s, mm-hmm. no, 53s, mm-hmm. and then a No Comply deck.
What size?
825.
825?
Yeah.
Everybody's
I've been thinking,
big
I've decks, been thinking about going back down to 8, though.
Yeah.
What do you ride?
I ride, like, a 7.875.
Really?
Yeah, I ride a small board, yeah.
I ride 775.
A 775?
Yeah.
We all ride small boards.
Yeah.
What do you ride?
Same as pretty much the same exact setup as Kelly.
Really?
Except I usually ride Indies.
Damn. Yeah. I need to go back down.
Well, I feel like 825 is kind of like a lot of people are on that right now.
Right.
Like a lot of people find that comfortable.
But I feel like people are going back down.
I feel like they're going the way up.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
It's like there's 9-inch boards now.
Like, right, with like all the welcome boards and those.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think they're going as far as 775. Yeah. No, but
TX rides a 7.6. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's been riding that for. I think he still rides it. He's been riding it forever.
I just feel like, you know, 825s is so hard for me to pick up, you know, especially if you've got Indies on there. And I mean, the board weighs a ton, you know. I'm trying to do a kickflip.
You're doing a lot.
Told you,
like,
you got to have a quiver, dude.
What?
You need a quiver.
What's that?
Just got a whole bunch of boards.
I don't need a quiver. I just need my 775 board.
But you're doing like tech tricks.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, 825s, yeah. You're cruising.
I'm thinking maybe I'll go up to an 825, skate that for like a month, and right. that's my trainer. So then I'll go back to a 775.
That's your donut.
And then then I'll be able to pop higher and do my tricks, right. You know, because I've been skating this beast.
You might be able to switch up the stage again, dude.
I know.
Have you gone back to that stage?
I can't even ollie up that fucking.
Really?
Have you been there? It's fucking the Wesley Court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's people
big,
are
man.
Fucking tray flip nose wheeling it now, and it's fucking nuts, man. Nick Tucker.
What did you do on it?
Austin. Dude. Austin.
Oh, Chris doesn't that. Like when we bring that up here.
Why? I'm psyched on we that don't, trick.
Austin, we don't talk about. We don't talk about
I know,
about
I've
that,
seen the episode you don't talk about, but I'm fucking talking about
right.
it.
Right.
Oh,
I like
what a
that.
Good guy, man.
Hey, Austin, now I'm going to have to ask you to leave. He really left this fuck. Yeah.
He stood up for me, man.
Yeah.
I like the
fact. No, we all love. We know. It was fucking crazy.
That's
dude.
Fucking
a great
crazy,
trick.
Dude. How long did it take?
Maybe like 2 hours.
Really?
It was just really random. Yeah.
It was just one of those days you're just kind of in the zone for that trick. And
My friend told me to try it, and I was like, are you kidding me? It's insane.
How like psyched were you when you landed it?
I didn't even realize. I feel like I just.
Blacked out?
Yeah, no, literally. Yeah, it was one of those things. You know, you roll away, and you're like, I looked at my friend, and I was like, holy. Like, not like. I was just like, I never thought that was possible.
I can't believe I just fucking did that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But
that's fucking, I love that.
Isn't
feeling,
blacking
man.
Out weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that
so
weird?
Man.
You fucking pull a trick and you don't even remember doing it?
Oh,
what
totally.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I can't believe I just did that. Did that really work
seriously?
Out?
Yeah.
It's a great feeling, though.
Oh, my God.
I just like, you know what's rad with skating is that I've learned over a long period of time now. So, you know, sometimes you go skate and you get so frustrated. You're like, oh, man, it's just not working today.
Right.
But, like, I figured, I'm like, if I just keep skating, like, throughout that period, like, something will develop. And
no, you always – I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then,
you got to find, like, something that feels good and, like, gets the stoke up just a little bit. And then you're like – You
and you go that direction, right. You're like, and that's what's really rad about skating because sometimes you're so bummed. You're like, oh, my kickflip sucked today. But then you're like, well, for some reason, I can heel flip.
You can take another angle and try and figure it out.
Yeah, yeah,
all the time, man. I know that happens with me now because I don't skate as much. Mm-hmm. So I know it's going to, I mean, I you know, I try and skate as much as possible, but, you know, there's just shit that I got to, whatever. We all got to do shit.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, it's like, But then you go skate, and I'm like, I know it's going to take me like 20 minutes to kind of find the groove.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just know that now.
You got to stay with it.
Yeah. I'm like, just give it 20, 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Cruise couple around. Shove-its.
Yeah. A couple shove-its.
Yeah.
Find a little fucking 5-0. Keep it fun. And then all of a sudden, you kind of get in and you're like, oh, okay. All right. This is good.
Random thing. Do you have like a ritual that you do when you're before you go on set or anything?
Yeah, I use music a lot. Yeah.
What are you listening to?
I mean, everything.
Yeah,
yeah, like, all over.
If you do like a, if you're gonna do like a, you know, a heavy scene, do you listen to like Enya or something? Do you like,
or are you like going for like skate video parts?
Yeah, a lot of Jewel and Shania
Jewel?
Twain.
Okay, yeah, maybe some Sheryl Crow,
country music.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow, and you know, yeah. I mean, it just depends, really. It's all on the scene, and you know, if it's a sad scene, I'll listen to some fucking old folk music, like. Dan Van Ronk or something like that, and he's, you know, just fucking almost like, it's like almost slave music, like it's really depressing.
Yeah. Interesting.
I feel like music kind of like just, you know, music can put you in a good mood.
It can shape you. Yeah.
It can do all these different things, you know. So I just use it to kind of take the cap off.
You guys fuck around on set and everything, like.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, man, or else it just gets too depressing.
You go crazy. Right?
Yeah.
But even before a scene, like, do you guys like lat and then? You know,
everyone's kind of, I mean, everyone takes it super serious. So everyone's kind of in their own little world before a scene, but after for sure.
Okay. But I just, sometimes you watch like bloopers or something or like outtakes.
Right.
And they'll all be like, ah, ha, 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 action. So.
Right.
You know, they'll be laughing and then all of a sudden, like, they'll just.
Right into it.
Right into it.
Yeah. I've heard stories of, you know, actors that have been in the business for a long time can just kind of just hop into it, no problem, you know. It takes me a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get into it, but yeah, some people are just that fucking good.
So you think I should go out for an audition?
I think you should for sure. Yeah.
Will you let me know when it's pilot week and I could go out and what?
It's just 1 week, pilot week.
Isn't that it? Pilot week.
I mean, it's
a month. Season.
It's a season.
Oh, it's a season.
I mean, whatever. It's months.
Well, whenever they're bringing in a new
character,
I'll
let you know. Okay.
Just give me a holler.
Okay.
Be like, yo.
Yo, Chris, I got a part for you.
Yeah, just give me a heads up.
We'll pull some strings.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right? We got to.
Don't bullshit him.
Don't bullshit him.
You really want to be a walker, right? Like, you really want to.
Okay, you know what? That's how I just wanted to get my foot in the door, but I really want to be like a,
Maggie's,
you know,
boyfriend.
I want to be, or maybe I could be a hilltop dude or like a, you know, something.
Which camp are you, like, are you a hilltop?
Who are you?
Alexandria? Are you
I'm
are you a garbage dump?
Garbage.
Oh, God. Yeah, the garbage.
Fuck those people.
What are they called?
You know? The heapsters.
Heapsters.
Fucking people, man. Yeah. Piss me off.
Maybe you can be like one of Glenn's long lost friends that worked at the pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Man, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Right. Get Scott on the phone right now. Get Scott M. Gimbel on the phone, man. We need to talk to him now.
You could be the only dude that
No, but this must be like, I mean, people probably ask you all the time, right? Do they people
the
ask you?
Yeah, how can I be a zombie?
They always say that, right?
Like, yeah.
But you have no fucking control over
anything.
It's like,
literally
who do you
can't
like,
do anything.
Right.
Chris should change the whole thing. Just be the first zombie to go back into human. That would blow people's minds.
Oh my god.
I'm the dude for that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born
for
that
part.
You
should be the one with the cure.
The cure's in my blood. I just blew.
So serious.
he's the only
the
one on the planet
in
not
my
affected
blood.
By
the cure is in Chris Roberts' blood. Let's go.
That switch flip manual gave you some serious blood to bring you back to life.
Thank you, Kelly.
Who's your favorite skater?
My favorite skater?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that question can't be answered.
Top two.
Top two?
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, it was Costin and Guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a lot of favorite skaters, you know, even some of these new kids.
How about now?
I'm really into Carlos Ribeiro.
Yeah.
Ribeiro. That's how you say it in Portuguese.
He's from Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dude is out of control.
So good. Have you skated with him? Or?
He's amazing.
No,
dude.
That's what I'm talking about. You literally watch him in person.
Right.
Go to the barracks, right? He has a segment on there called Must Be Nice.
Yeah. Right.
Where they're just filming him from above.
Yeah.
They're just filming him skating the park. And he's
just trick after trick after trick.
Right, no
problem. It's mental.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's just laughing and having a great time.
It's like Juan Oliveira, right?
No.
Like that dude is so right.
Skating, yeah. Was that when they were skating together, Chris?
Yeah, they were skating together, right? And they were
filming.
Oh, yeah.
My God. It was fucked.
I mean, every trick that dude does is like this high.
Yeah, seriously. High.
Just
yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's so
man.
Powerful.
And it's all first try.
Yeah. Right.
Everything he's doing. I mean, go watch these segments.
How do you get that
it's
good?
Crazy, dude.
Must be nice.
Must. That's the name of the
really?
Show. You should go watch
I mean,
it's fucking bonkers.
That's what it was like watching Evan Smith skate.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
The dude is just like the most
pulling
improv.
Things out of his ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like just.
Yeah.
Where did that even come from? Like yeah. just. Everything he hits is just like in the moment and just something, and you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, how are you rolling away from that right now?
Yeah, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
Just it's so cool, man.
Louis Lopez, I'm a big fan.
Love, oh, he's
love
awesome.
Louis Lopez.
So
he's
so good.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah, he got big.
Yeah.
He's like tall. He's
yeah,
like
he's growing
man
up now.
Style
he's
now.
A, yeah, he's like a dude now.
Dude.
What do you usually watch? Like nowadays, you watch go to the barracks, do you go
Thrasher.
To Thrasher.
Thrasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Is there anything?
Try and watch every video on there.
What's like your new favorite thing that's came out?
It was a GX1000 video.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so the last good. One was fucking insane.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. The last one yeah. that just came out was...
I was...
I had anxiety
yeah.
watching it the whole time. I did. I was straight like... it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, one, like you know, blast a kickflip and then you're like, oh my God. You know, like it was insane, man. Yeah. And I was just in San Fran and it's like, those hills are no fucking joke, dude. Like you would die. Uh-oh.
Whoa, dude.
Shit's getting dude, real,
Raj,
dude.
Do not point that shit.
It's actually really scary, this fucking crossbow on the table.
Yeah,
man.
I like it though.
Did you have to learn how to work one of these things? When you were doing your, when you stole it from Daryl?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
You said, here you go.
Yeah, here you go.
So when you shot that lady with it, what was her name?
Denise.
Yeah, you shot her through the fucking
yeah.
eyeball.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the
yeah.
nurse or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nurse. Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, super fucked up.
But, I'm talking you know. To Dwight. I'm not talking to you.
It was fucked up, man. It was really fucked up.
Right, right. Yes. So they, you didn't have to like film shooting. You didn't have to
shoot. No, I didn't actually have to right. shoot her in the eye.
Okay.
We actually just kill people on
like,
the show.
Like,
they're literally dead.
Yeah,
like, just, we have.
I think I'll pass trying to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah, we walkers, all the people that play
wow.
there, dead.
You know what I do enjoy a lot, man, is Talking Dead.
Yeah, it's
I
fun,
enjoy
man.
That
yeah,
show
it's great.
A lot. I mean, almost as much as The Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
fucking great. That
yeah,
Chris Hardwick
it.
Dude is amazing.
Oh, man, he's great.
He kills it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how he keeps it going so fucking...
He's so good at
he's
it.
He's so good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like
non-stop.
Like, he doesn't let it lag at all.
No.
It's just like...
So you've been on there, right?
Been on there two times,
do they
times,
have
yeah,
like,
yeah.
like cue cards and do they have like talk
they
boxes
give you like
for him and stuff?
They prep you on what you're going to talk about and then like in between... Which is fucking scary. Live TV to me is like
yeah.
so sketchy.
Well,
because you can say something, you know, you could say something wrong, or you could fuck, or you know, it could just go wrong easily.
Yeah.
And
no.
it's live.
But he does. He keeps the show.
He does.
Flowing,
I mean, he's so he's fucking great at
yeah.
it. And so good.
So good.
Yeah, it's good to have someone up there kind of leading the conversation.
Totally.
You know, and
yeah.
someone that's good at it. Like you're great. You know, you
oh,
keep
thanks.
It, you keep it going,
yeah.
and you fucking. But it helps because
right.
you know. You're like, I don't know what to say. And the guy's like, well, we're going to commercials.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Right. We got a caller from North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you ever watch something and be like, I could have done that?
Never.
No? You can never watch any movie and be like, I could have played
I mean,
that
there's,
guy.
I mean,
could have played that fucking guy.
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
I think so sometimes.
Yeah,
I watch something and I'll be
like,
I think I think I could have done that.
Right, right. Or not necessarily that, but like, man, I would have loved to have been in that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that I could have done what he did, but man, I wish I had it.
See, that's the thing, right?
For
and that's why
I want to be a zombie.
Well, that's why I joke about, you know, being an actor or stuff, because it is wanting to be a part of that.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
like it's like when you watch a skate video. Like
right.
I always joke around that like
Stranger Things.
Oh, like
so
I want to be like
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You want to be a part. Like you're like I want it. That's so good. You know, because I always joke around of like when I watch like Fulfill the Dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're all riding horses together.
Oh my
god, having a great time as a team. You know,
Cat I'm Stevens
like,
playing.
And I'm always like,
that's
dude,
where I first got it. That was the most epic,
right?
I did. Yeah. I wanted to be a part of
that's
that.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying,
yeah.
dude.
So badly.
Me too. And I take that, and
Lady
it's almost like
the where did the children play? Right.
I think
it was
so.
Cat Stevens
I think
song.
That is right.
Just epic.
Yeah.
It was fucking.
I
so
want to be
good.
A part of that. Yeah. Right? And I feel the same way when I watch these great epic TV shows like, you know, Walking Dead, and this is like, you just want to be a part of it,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
No matter what it is, if you're a walker or something, you just want to be a part of it.
Right.
That's why, you know, I always joke, but I am serious. I really do. So if you could call somebody, that would be fucking great, you know?
For real.
No, but it's just nice, you know? Yeah. I mean, I think you're hyped because you're a part of, I mean, this show is going to go down in history.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the most epic fucking shows.
It's broken every single cable viewing record.
I mean, you know, you could see why. Yeah. You know, it's fucking phenomenal.
I know. And it just started off as like a, I don't know. It's just, they didn't know it was going to be what it is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And all those actors just took a chance and you're like, fucking.
The zombies? Yeah, we'll try it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds cool, man.
Right.
And now it's this, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. I heard another network like turned them down because it was too.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, Stranger Things got turned down like so many times.
That's
like,
right.
What is this?
Yeah, because like how are kids
going to hold a show?
Right. And now it's Stranger Things, and you're like,
yeah,
that's what happens all the time. Man.
Do you watch Fargo?
Yeah, love Fargo.
I can't wait for the new ones to come out.
Is it? There's only two seasons, right?
Yeah, I think the third one's coming out soon.
I haven't seen the second one. I've seen the first one.
So the first one's great. Second one, it's okay. The third one looks great, though. I've seen all the commercials for it.
That's with Kirsten Dunst, right? The second one? The second season?
God, I don't know. I don't know. Man, what a great fucking show. Well, I know you got to get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
You got a show to go to.
Can I just say this has been like dream come true. So cool.
Oh,
like, no, for real.
You.
Like, so,
thank
so
you,
amazing.
Bro. Yeah.
Man, like, well, huge fan of the show.
Thanks.
Watch it all the fucking time.
Awesome.
You guys are legends. I'm so psyched to be here.
Thank you, bro.
It was like so cool. So thank you so much, man.
Dude, you're welcome, but thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank
you. So many people have fucking... I am not worthy of this chair, but, you know what I'm saying? But it's, thank you, man. It's been really cool.
No, we're stoked that you came, dude. Thanks. I can't wait to see what you guys do next on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, next season.
Hopefully, next season.
Yeah, October.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, go back in a week here to start filming.
Just put in a good work.
I will.
Austin, bro. I know you have nothing to do with anything, but just, you know, just say, tell him, should I give you my reel to take to him?
Yeah, give me your resume and your headshot. And
that'd be amazing. Just
some random dude gave me this,
this fucking
he really,
guy.
He really wants to be in it.
Right. No, but hopefully, dude, I can't wait to see what's next, too, you know?
Sweet.
After The Walking Dead, movies and different shit, you know?
Right.
Fucking rad.
Me too, for the show, man.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Chris, don't you have a special gift for him?
Listen.
You have a gift?
Yeah.
Austin. We got a parting gift for you. Okay,
a little swag bag.
We're used to people giving us gifts.
Right.
You know, MJ gives Switch Flip Manny.
No, I'm gonna send you guys
Eric
a package
Bragg
too.
Send
you something.
send us.
Yeah, I will. I'll hit that
donation button.
I will. I'll send some shit over, man.
But we just recently got some stuff made. You know, we got
sweet.
Some Nine Club swag. You know,
amazing. I will rep it.
Right.
Oh my God!
We got a nice unconstructed hat for you here. We got
Thanks
that
so
for you.
Much,
says
dude.
The Nine Club on
it's
it.
Epic.
But this isn't a five panel, right? This is just like a
it's
classic.
Not a five, no, it's just an unconstructed.
Perfect. Dude.
Look, you got
I
the orange
these.
Tag in the back that says nothing.
God,
it's just
man.
Orange. It's our colorway.
Who designed this? This
That's
is incredible.
We got a trucker hat for
Sweet,
you here. Nice
dude,
Nine
thank
Club
you so
trucker
much,
hat.
Fuck
you know and. Got a nice beanie,
dude. I'm gonna
for
have
you, man.
A hat
Atlanta.
For every season, man. This
I know.
Is incredible. Thank
there
you
go.
So much.
Give one to your buddy Drew or something. You know,
Drew Pickles. I love you, dude. I'm sorry. This was random. Over the past couple days, we decided to do this. So, Drew Pickles, I love you with all my heart.
He would love to be here, right?
Yeah, that guy was. He's one of my best friends, and he was like, "Okay, we got to go out to LA.
Yeah,
we got to figure out." You know, when you do the Nine Club, like, I got to be there because he's like...
You're going to come out for Agenda, right?
Yeah, well, we were going to come out for one weekend. I can't remember what weekend it was, but...
Back in January.
Yeah. I was out. Yeah, and then we just couldn't get it together. And so, Drew Pickles, I fucking love you, dude.
You know, if you guys are ever in town together, stop by.
Yeah,
you know,
skate
hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can fucking sit over there with Kelly, push the button when we got
to.
Fucking somebody
it,
on the show.
Let's get the
awesome.
Let's
go skate, dude.
Let's do it. I would love to go
that'd
skate.
Be rad,
yeah, yeah.
That'd
yeah,
be
that'd
rad.
Be
when are you heading back?
I head back tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Nine Club, you guys kill it.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you for the swag.
Swag bag.
Psyched.
You're the first one to have it, too.
Yeah, you're the first one.
The first one to get this?
We just got those in, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Sweet, stickers over here,
dude.
Too.
Maybe
I think.
Five. I feel like Chris Hardwick right now giving out the fucking for the guests that came on, you know?
Yeah.
Some stickers for you, bro.
Thanks
and,
so much.
You know, maybe they'll be available on our website soon. You know, you never know, people. You know, maybe people out there will have. Yeah, who cares?
How good are you with a crossbow?
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Could you shoot Chris in the ass with us?
Oh, whoa! Yeah.
We have Chris's board over there, which is his ass.
The one with the
tramp stamp on it?
Yeah.
The signature?
I wouldn't want to like accidentally hit the wall.
That's fine.
Or have it backfire and we actually kill fucking Dwight for real.
Right. It may be safer here.